Talk 590 KUGN here at 717. Welcome again. This is Tech Talk Thursday. Got the boys in the house here.
Yes.
We're just reminiscing about radio back in the day and the rotary knobs and music that's, you know, today it's
spinning actual records.
Actual records, putting the needle on the records, and then having to deal with cue burns, which is if you try to find the start of the song.
All this, it's like an analog world out there.
Yeah, right. But now,
welcome to 2019.
So what's happening, guys? Are you guys doing all right?
Oh, I'm doing awesome. Thanks for asking. Oh,
yeah. Always, every day, every day.
Thursday's like my favorite day.
Do tell. Why?
Yeah. Well, we get to hang out with you, Dennis.
Too kind. The analog version.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, analog is a good segue into what we wanted to talk about today, which is like digital detox.
Huh?
Digital detox. So we actually, I mean, we love tech. We love being an ambassador for tech.
Well, that's your life, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But tech can't be all of your life. Like, there's things outside, right? So it's more about taking time to step away from tech. And there's actually a study that came out.
Well, don't you do like a no tech Sunday, right?
Yeah. So
or techless, what do you call it?
It's analog Sunday.
Analog Sunday. Yeah, nice.
Yeah. So most every Sunday, because, you know, during the work day, after the work day, I have a phone and I'm jumping on the computer to do other tasks. There's just lots of tech in my life, mm-hmm. and so I try to have tech analog Sundays is what I call it, but I try to have that where I just get away from my phone, get away from my computer, and go outside, and I actually listen to records on Sunday. I'll read a book. I move away from technology.
Kind of take a day back to trying to get back to the good old days.
Absolutely.
But then Monday comes around and you're stuck in the future again.
Yeah, I'm back in 2019 with 17 computer screens in my face. And
well, you know, and when I'm working, like, so it's Monday now, right? And I'm working, and I've got Slack notifications going on, email from different things going on, all the apps want to get my attention. I've got a smartphone and a thing on my wrist, and everything's buzzing and doing all this stuff. And now the devices will let you, like, turn that stuff off. Right.
But you have to do that.
Right.
But you have to be the one to do that.
Yeah. Or, you know, I'm really bad. Like, I'll be at like a family function or something and I keep looking at my phone.
Ah, I'm not inviting you to my get together.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
That is rude. That's like socially unacceptable.
Well, yeah. Well, it depends on what age you are. But yeah, it's like, everybody staring at their phone kind of thing makes some people uncomfortable. Some people think it's totally normal. And so I'm kind of like an old guy in a young brain kind of thing. So I ended up, you know, acting a little out of my age group a little bit and staring at the phone too much. And yeah, people look at me funny, like, put down your phone.
Have you ever been to an event where you had to leave your phone in a basket before you walk into the event?
I've heard of this.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That or like if you go out to dinner and you don't want people to have the phone on the table,
uh-huh.
Everyone sets it upside down.
Yes.
In a pile, and the first person to pick up their phone pays for dinner for everyone.
Oh, I love that.
That's awesome.
That is a winner. That's a game, but yet now you start doing this. We're communicating. We're talking to each other.
Yeah.
Right? I love it. I love that. You guys have any other ideas, let me know. Drop me a note.
Nice. Yeah, I use this app called Rescue Time. And basically, it's just a guilt-shaming app because it'll have a report of where you've been spending your time when you're using your computer and using your phone. And so at the end of the day, you get this report. And it's like, oh, really? I spent that much time on Facebook today.
Yeah.
Might want to go for a little intervention there, pal.
Yeah. And iOS has Screen Time for the same thing where it'll track how much you've used.
Right.
And then there's apps for your browsers that you can get, extensions that will tell you on your desktop, you know, how long you've been on different things. And yeah, the Facebook time it's scary to see how much time I've.
So guys, let's continue this conversation next week. I want to know more about how we can detox, like you were talking about before.
Digital detox.
We got to do more of that. We really do, because we're already surrounded by this 24/7.
Sounds good.
It's not healthy, right?
I agree.
Yeah, it's definitely a wonderful tool.
Yeah,
but it definitely can sort of inhibit living life in the real world, not the digital world.
Love it. I love it. I love it. Roy, take us out. Just great stuff today. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
For more information about the Eugene Tech scene and what we've talked about, go to eugenetech.org. That's eugenetech.org.
Tech Talk Thursday here on KUGN.